All right, next we've got Grumpy Mike. This is another awesome vocal performance. It's the very Soundgarden verses and kind of very Manhattan Glutton chorus, though. This song is put together really well, and the performance is great. But I'm pretty sure it's about Puce. Mm-hmm. But Puce is not the reigning champion. Marison is the reigning champion. And that's kind of a fine point, and it's a minor point. But it's the thrust of this entire song.
And it's wrong.
I know. Yeah. Like, what's the deal here? You know, he's calling out the wrong band, unless he's using some other criteria. But even then, reigning is maybe not the right word because it sends you right back to Marison.
I think we just have to overlook that.
Yeah. There's all of these. Let me pull up the lyrics here. But there are all of these references to Puce. Like, for example, There Are So Many Possibilities. That was a song fight that was won by Puce. There is I'm Not Impressed, which was another song fight that was won by Puce. And I'm sure that there's more in here, but those are the ones that really, really jumped out to me. And that's what I was like, wait. Especially the I'm Not Impressed. I was like, oh my gosh, maybe he's talking about Puce. And then I went back and found some more. But yeah.
Wasn't Puce also Muse? And like, I think there's a Muse reference in there as well.
I don't remember, but yeah. I don't know what he's going with.
Yeah, he's targeting the wrong person, but it's all right.
Yeah.
I thought his singing sounded more like Paul Rodgers from, you know, that sort of blues rock band. He was in Free, and then later he was in Bad Company. And he's got this really killer sort of blues rock vocal that I think Grumpy Mike is channeling on the verses. And if I could sing like that, I would do it every song. His voice is epic. And on the first verse, he's really killing it. His voice goes from this lower, rich, bass, bluesy tone to him singing at what I presume is near the top of his range with a ton of added gravel and grit. I mean, it really makes a statement. It really catches your attention. And you just go, whoa, dude is just singing his heart out. And in the second verse, it's all upper register. It's all gravel all the time. And I think it's a little bit overdone here. And instead of certain lines or bits of the verse really showing passion and feeling, I think it's all uniformly turned up to 11. And at this point, it sounds a little bit strained, and I'm starting to worry about his vocal cords. So that was the thought going through my head in the second verse. But overall, this is epic and great, and I really enjoy it. And I have to give him mad props for that vocal performance. This is a contender for my top bucket for sure.
Yeah, next week's submission is just going to be a whisper. He's totally blown out his
vocals. Yeah, he's shot.